Youth and Student Movement for the United Nations, ISMUN. And as NGOs, we represent those who have been active in the struggle against racism for many decades, from the time of cooperating and engaging with the United Nations in support of the UN principles and the decisions on combating the apartheid system, which led to its final destruction, of course, as a part of supporting the liberation movements of Southern Africa. We wish to emphasize this fact that the struggle against racism in the United Nations has deep roots in the Charter, deep roots in the Universal Declaration on Human Rights. And when the system of apartheid was on its way to be abolished at the time of the Vienna Conference on Human Rights in 1993, we were among the advocates at that conference and also within the Commission on Human Rights and the subcommission that there had to be held a new World Conference Against Racism, the third World Conference of Racism that was finally organized in Durban, South Africa in 2001. And this was a great event because it was prepared through preparatory meetings, through an exceptionally strong engagement from civil society, from states, and led to this great democratic document, which was adopted by consensus by this World Conference. And after that, in March 2002, it was endorsed by the General Assembly, by a resolution of the General Assembly, which was supported by all the member states, except two who voted against, and two who abstained. It's very unfortunate that those who are somehow associating themselves with these no voters, the numbers have increased in some way. Not that anybody has yet formally rejected the DDPA. We haven't really heard that. But they're acting as if they are no longer the supporters of the DDPA, which was unfortunately demonstrated by the boycott of the 20th anniversary of the DDPA last year. We have a system here where there seems to be like this. Resolutions are adopted with great majorities in the General Assembly and the Human Rights Council. And they are very clear in actions, activities to promote the DDPA and give it its rightful place in the work against racism. But at the same time, we have another system, a parallel system, where the Office of the High Commissioner and other parts of the United Nations decide that they will only give priority to implementing resolutions or activities which negate or does not refer to the DDPA or which are not even mandated. So this means that we have two parallel systems, one which is decided by the member states and one which is decided as priorities by parts of the UN Secretariat. And this is also something which member states have repeatedly analyzed. It is there in the resolution that was adopted by this last session, which clearly stated calling upon the Office of the High Commissioner to implement various resolutions, which they haven't done because they are part of outreach and activation and bringing the DDPA to people. We think this is something that we need to very, very seriously discuss because it's also a matter of this intergovernmental working group to refer and discuss the implementation of its previous recommendations. This was part of the agenda and program before, a point where the implementation of previous recommendations were discussed. So with these comments, I would like also to express our congratulations to the permanent representative of Rwanda for the election to a re-election. And we also would like to say that we highly appreciate the work that that the chair has undertaken in producing a draft for the discussion on a declaration on rights of people of African descent. I thank you.